Good afternoon. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
I was first issue of Paul's I leave out early, but I'm a grandmother and my grandson's playing baseball and he couldn't figure Mimi was not there. So I might be out early. I apologize for those that I miss. And when I was initially asked to read a poem, not being here last year, I didn't know what it was fully all about. So I asked, could I read one of my own poems? She said, oh, sure. And not by anything. So I went home and started writing a poem about a black pearl, kind of autobiographical. And by the time I got registered for the event, I saw that he could read a poem about house, something like that. I thought, oh gosh. So I'm a procrastinator. I put things off until the last minute. And the last minute was at the minimum at 3:25. I hope you enjoy it. And when I got it finished, I realized I needed a title. I'm thinking, okay, what fits the title? So I came up with the title, What's Within? They emerge from Earth with an eager beginning, one of hope and expectation. Tribulations led to unfortunate endings, reasons forgotten, specifics unknown. They house an illustrious past, they grasp a wavering future. Trailing that beginning, that past, the origin of it all, and preceding its ending, its future, its culmination of it all, there is indeed an explicit present, a right now. A right now that in no way effectively depicts its overwhelming glory. A right now that beseeches us to articulate its unique story. A right now that yearns to have its untold history divulged to the unknowing. A history of joys and pains. A history of losses and of loves. A history of comings and goings. A history of tears and laughter. A history of life's unending circle. A history of a past that embraced families and friends, loved ones. Life, all of it, life at its fullest, applauding the beauty of all it encompasses. Life at its lowest, bemoaning the sufferings of those it embodied. A history that now includes a present that holds the uncertain, the unidentified, the unfamiliar, a history of a future that is questioning this unfamiliarity, yet desiring a resurgence of possibilities and a renewal of anticipation. Yes, desiring. No, passionately craving another opportunity to continue the joys and pains, the losses and loves, the tears and the laughter. Continuing on, desperately longing for another chance at life. Yes, there was a beginning, and one day there will be an ending. But the in-between, the present, the now, new chapters will be written, so their story shall continue. New life will emerge, so its history will go on and on and on.
Thank you.